Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, everyone. This is the Nova Comma Podcast. I'm Harrison O, and I'm joined by Veronica. She's
here.
There. Yes. I haven't hosted in a while. directions.
It's okay.
But yeah. We both just want an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics, but really to clean up our never-ending backlog.
Yes.
This is kind of backloggy. Yes. Well, kind of.
For you.
For me. Oh, that's fair. Yeah. For me. Why is it mostly me? What's going on?
Wow, I don't know.
But some would say that we're two people sitting here conversing.
Wow, like Novo Combo and Giovio Combo logos right above Harrison's head.
Right up there.
Trying to throw me off here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm always here for. But you can watch every episode on youtube.com or listen to it as a podcast by searching up Nova Combo on your podcast service of choice. So this is episode 5 of our Haikyuu series review. Manga review.
Why are you so hesitant?
Because I've been reading nonstop and this was like low-key long, but also not when I think about the anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you, I guess we're going to be talking spoilers regardless, because at this point, if you're here.
You're here.
You're here? Because this is, we're about to hit like the, this is essentially season 3. Just this one arc.
Yeah.
That we're reading. Which is kind of crazy, but then it makes sense, but also kind of crazy. So if you haven't, if you don't know this part, but go read that, go watch it.
Yeah, season 3 is only like 10 episodes. 10 episodes.
Yeah. But it's like 100. So it's from chapters 150 to 20. Well, 150 to 180 something.
Yeah.
And then
it's
the
one game.
But we're reading, we're talking about chapters 150 to 206.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that game is long, but it's hype. So yeah, go give this video a like, save it for later, and just we'll be here. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But other than that, then we'll just get right into it.
Let's just get into it.
As I said, this is the Spring High Preliminary Arc Part 2, chapters 152 206, season 3 of the anime. Dude, this is a lot. This is hype. This is cool. We finally got here, and I'm like, I will say off the bat, this is, I know I've been talking about how like I keep comparing anime to manga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time in a while where I'm like, oh, actually reading this, I was like hyped all the way through. I actually couldn't stop reading.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I had to stop because I was getting sleepy, so I had to go to bed.
It was late. I could just see you, 2:05, huh?
I'll read the one tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I read most of the game in one go. And like,
it's an intense game.
Yeah. Like, it's nonstop. And I will, and I think, again, I think this is the one time where I didn't feel, I actually felt like I liked the manga more.
Oh, okay.
In terms of,
yeah.
Or, sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think the mangaka has gotten better about, like, volleyball, like, motion in the manga. So I think this is where he, like, really got better.
Yeah.
Well, so this is probably why you enjoy it.
Actually, let me rephrase that. I like the manga better in what it presents. Because I think in the anime it is top tier like action like nonstop. Yeah. It does feel nonstop, but I think for once I felt like I was actually able to be like, "Oh yeah, manga and anime was pretty close." But manga, I think, had more stuff, and we could talk about that in a bit. That's another talking point.
Yes.
Yes. What about you, though?
I feel like there is more tension on paper. Obviously, there's always tension in the anime. Like, you can just tell, like, no sound, sound, cheering, you know, the emotions. But for me, on paper, it was just more intense because of the fact that we got thought bubbles from a lot of people.
I think that's what, you know what, let's just go into it. So,
yeah,
we can talk about the details, because I was going to go down parts of what we like, but
yeah,
I think that's why I liked it more, because you actually, they do it in the anime, like, they have you have quick thoughts, but I think it's more like, they don't do the quick thoughts. There's like some people that are background that are saying things or like thinking things. And they probably did. It's been a while. Reading up to this point, I do want to rewatch Haikyuu, like straight up at this point.
Dude, just like binge it again.
Just binge it again. Like, I miss it. It's been years. And
yeah.
It'd be beautiful, but I think
rewatch.
But I do agree with you that the manga has like way more background information happening, and mm-hmm. I think that's why I liked it a bit more. And I do like, we'll talk about like character stuff in a bit. Actually, let's talk about certain characters like that I thought was cool. We're finally here where Ushijima has been like the person that everyone's like, he is the guy. He's him.
He is him.
Literally throughout the whole series. But we're finally here because everyone's like, oh, wow, Karazuna is finding Shira Torizawa. I hate saying their name.
It's
a long name. Yeah. It is definitely private school level. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Dude, they're the man's beast. I forget how much of a beast he looks like. Because he looks like a
reminder that they're high schoolers.
Too. Yes, they're high schoolers. But I think they do a good job in like the kids look like high schoolers. But then like there are times when some dudes in high school just look like young adults.
Like that. Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes sense. Speaking of the school, do you have a favorite from the school? Out of their team, their players.
Yes, I love Goshiki. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
He's a first year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's first year.
Yeah.
I just find him so funny because he's like, I'm gonna be the ace, like.
But like, yes, he's. Like awkwardly. That, but like awkwardly at times. It's really funny.
And I just love his like facial expressions and like how he expresses himself. Mm-hmm. It's really funny. Compare him to Hinata, and it's just like two different worlds, really.
But it's the same idea at the same time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it is not a mirror of personalities. It's like the same goal, but the way they handle things is funnier.
They're just like on different paths. They'll get there eventually, but like, yeah.
But Goshiki's actually good all around at this
point. Yes, he is.
So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Tendo.
Oh, God. Sorry.
I think he's hilarious. He's like, I think when I first saw him in the anime, he reminded me of Joker a lot.
No, that's what he reminded me of, too.
And I think that was kind of the point with his personality.
Yeah.
He's, like, kind of creepy at times with, like, the way he looks. But I think overall, he's just hilarious.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when he tries to goad people into, like, he'll, like, say some snarky comment. And his reasoning for playing volleyball is, one, it's at base, it's really, technically, it's really good. And that I want to play for what's fun for me.
Yeah.
Like, essentially, it's like, I want to play if it's fun, which is, at base, good. And then you start delving into, like, why the things that makes him have fun with it. He's like, oh, I got to shut people out. And it's, like, kind of dark when he says it, the way he says it sometimes. I'm like,
he's like, got to shut some people down here.
Yeah, you kind of messed up, but all right.
He's like, I got to play with their egos.
Let me break you, god dang it.
I love how Suki's like, no, you can't.
Yeah. And I love watching him, like, react to, like, every time he tries to break someone. Obviously, there's some easy people, but, like, there's Suki. Yeah. And then even, I think at one point, I'm trying to remember. I think Suga he tries to mess with, too.
Yeah, he did.
But, no, yeah. I think the team's, and this is where I think Haikyuu does a really good job. And we literally just got introduced to the team. But we got so much info.
Oh, out of it? Yeah.
Out of it. And they do this. I think this manga just does such a good job. And, like, there's all these side teams But they give a lot of enough info or sometimes perspective that you don't hate them outright.
No.
But halfway through. Because by the end, you're on their side too.
Yeah.
You get it. You feel for them.
You do.
So.
I mean, Karsuna's the underdog here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. No one thought they were going to win at all. Or, like, any set.
Don't you love how any powerhouse actually has a cheering squad?
Yeah.
That's... Because I love how, like... Karsuna, like those alumni guys were like, we're finally getting a cheer squad for this game and we're gonna do great, and then you see
the private school, all the kids cheering, whole ass band. Like a cheerleading squad too.
Yeah, cheerleading squad. And I love when like Nishinoya and Tanaka are like, that's not fair.
Or Hinata's just like a nervous wreck.
Yeah, everyone's just a nervous wreck, which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not
pretty,
duh. So right off the bat, set one, we're just gonna say it. Shiratori, I hate saying the name, but
Shiratori Zawa?
Yes, they won.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, they did.
But I think it was just setting up the scene, but it's actually crazy because I think the one thing that came out was Ushijima's left-handed.
Yeah.
And that's
and they never dealt with that.
And they never dealt with that. Because most of the time, everyone's right hand dominant. Mm-hmm. You just never think about it. What I do like, and I don't remember, do you remember in the anime if they even went into that? His whole left
hand. Not really. Thing? I think it was just like a line or two, but they didn't like go into it.
Because I think because it was only a 10 episode season.
Mm-hmm.
And people were kind of wild, but I'm like, dude, it's one game. It's crazy. Or they're like, one game was one season. I'm like, yeah, because it was hype. I liked the manga at this point more because we got the backstory.
Yes.
I don't think they ever said he came from like a super well-off family, and to the point where, well, actually, we kind of assumed that because it's private school, right?
Yeah, it's a private school. Yeah.
But how... His dad, and I love hearing the backstory of his dad being the reason why he wants to play volleyball.
I know, and but keeping him left-handed.
But keeping him left-handed.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's so cool and so like wholesome.
It is so wholesome.
Because like, I think it was because like the family's no one in this family. It's got to be proper. He's got to do it right-handed. We can correct that.
Yeah.
And his dad was like, no, let him keep this one thing.
I thought, which was really cool, which makes him a crazy athlete to be able to just like spike with left-handed.
Yeah,
and because even Karasuna was like, huh?
Yeah, because I think they were like one left-handed. Like, yes, it's like left-handed southpaw.
Yeah.
Which, let me make sure. I know some people always wonder southpaw
volleyball. That's his like signature.
Yeah. I'll check that in a bit. But I know, I thought that was a cool bit. And I think that's what made me like the manga version of this more. Just because it has more, like, info on that front, right?
Oh, yeah.
So.
It gives you more, like, perspective of him, too. Mm-hmm. Like, why he is the way he is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, like, we're going to kind of go through these sets really fast. But I forgot this is the first time that they do a 5-set game. Or it was 3 out of 5 and not just, like, 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
So that's when I was like,
it was the finals. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the finals. So
it was special. But yeah. I mean, if you think about it, Karsuna's been playing all weekend, all like back to back. So
but this
think about the stamina, like here, it's just they're tired.
Yeah. But this was like, they did get to have a night's rest on this one. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Set two, I think the big thing. Well, so Suki, at this point, I know we talked from the beginning, and I knew that he would have this arc, but even throughout the series, I still, like, was annoyed with him, right?
Yeah.
So, good writing. But he finally blocks Ushijima at this point.
My boy likes volleyball.
And I thought this was cool. I was like, there's the full arc. He finally likes volleyball. This is great.
Because he likes it enough to, like, scream it.
Dude, in the anime, that was hype. And here, it just felt just as hype.
Yeah. No, I love it. His arc is probably one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just so good.
But I just love it how, like, everyone was just like, oh, he's freaking out. Oh, let's freak out too.
Freaking out because he is freaking out. Yeah. And so, yes, Karasuno wins set two. And then let's see. Let's just kind of go through it real quick because I'm like remembering parts of parts. But I love how each part, though, like each set, they start learning. Or I think the idea of how Karasuno is, because it's really just a bot. And I think they said it at the beginning because the old coach Okai came.
Yeah.
And it really was a battle of ideology. And I thought it was conveyed very well. Because
I thought it was really cool. Yeah. Because
it felt like each set, Shiratorizawa, each player starts getting highlighted. And you start realizing how crazy their players are. Like, crazy good.
Yeah. But they're, like, a solid team, right?
Yeah, but they're solid for being incomplete. And that's what the coach called them, too. It's like they're a team of incomplete players. Which I
But then Karasuno, you have them, like, as, like, this crazy, like, chaotic group.
Yeah.
Like, new group together. So I think it was just, like, interesting. The aspect was really cool.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, Karasuno is just as incomplete. They're not real well-rounded either. They're just as incomplete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they still... Yeah, and I think that's like a different type of... It's just like... Letting... It's... Because I think Shiro Torizawa is like... The coach... What's his name? The coach...
The old man.
Washijo?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, because his thing, and I like his shtick, his whole arc, this whole thing with him was too cool too. And that one, he's very, he is for sure about solid, like power, height, just the basic, like
simple. Know, simple stuff.
Simplicity is power, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, if you're tall, duh, you're good. Right? It's
ironically, just, he's short. So he's like Hinata's. Hinata's, sorry. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, let's talk about him, though. Because I do like how throughout the games, he's just so funny. Because everyone's like, oh, he's very quiet. Yeah. I think he's actually... He's obviously a dick. But he's a... his personality is just really funny. He's just like, stop being a Nimrod. Like, he was calling him Nimrod or like all this stuff. And I was like, oh, dang. Yeah, and I could tell, like, he probably has, like, some hick accent sometimes. I don't know why. I didn't watch the dub. I only watched the sub, right? So
He's just a grumpy old man.
Grumpy old man, yeah. And even, we love it. I love how, like, Ukai was also like, damn, he hasn't changed.
No.
Which is crazy. That means, like, they're fully aware of how he is, right? At that age. No, I love that you mentioned how he's short, and it's really cool because I think that's like it does play into why he likes simplicity because he does he never got that because he's short.
He never got the chance.
He never got the chance, which I think is such a good parallel with Hinata as well because it's just like, oh, meanwhile you see, and that's probably why he like hates the idea of Hinata and that Hinata's everything that he didn't really get to have.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you would think some people are like, yes, fully support because, oh, I didn't get this. This is great that he does. Nah,
it's not the same.
Old man's like, nah, screw this kid.
The old man's like, I don't like this kid. Yeah. Goodbye. I love how basically like halfway, it was like either set three or four.
Yes.
He was just like, shut him down now, you Nimrods.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, he's short.
Okay, he's fast. Okay. Which in of itself is like, because he, and I think, I do think it's pretty badass in that his reputation is that he's very, one, simple, right? So he's very straight to the point. And because of that, everyone he picks, he does have full confidence that they're good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think that says a lot. And I think that's just also a cool aspect of the team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I liked as I was reading this? You know the people that do the points? We got a little bit of thought bubble from them. They're like, oh, Karasuna's doing well. And or whenever it was like game point, they were like, oh, like who's gonna win?
Yeah. And this is why I want to rewatch, because I know they do it in the anime. They're like, they will make comments, yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like we get it more in the manga.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember if I'm just mixing this up or not. So
I think it was definitely more in the manga, because they did it in the anime, but I think it was just like a passing comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, dude, and yeah, no, they finally get the point system. Oh, so the mangaka at this point, I think the reason why it's so tense is because I think he finally understands how to convey the points. Like, it's not just like showing it in the corner. He still does it. But it feels like there is focus now more often.
Yes.
And how often it's tied. But it also time passes. And I think that's really cool too. Like they don't drag it out.
Which I think is cool, because when you read it, it's like, oh, they're going to do like every, you know, point. But then there's some times where it just goes right into like a game point and you're like, oh.
And it's not just game point. And it's like they, once they hit the deuce, right? And it's like, oh, sometimes it's just 20, 20, 21, 25. And it also, oh, shoot, it just jumped. But it's like, get the times passing. You don't have to worry about it too much. Because I think that anime sometimes did that a lot, because it's realistic, right? And it's fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyway, so we're at set 3-4. So it's kind of going back and forth. Set three.
It's intense.
I think at this point, Ushijima, the whole team's ramped up, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I think each time they highlight a character from that team, I think Tendo here was the one that started doing the showcases. Guest Monster? Yeah. Which at first, when you think about it, I'm like, that's kind of a dumb name. But then you start thinking about it, you're like, oh, no, that's kind of scary.
No, that's really scary.
Because he's like good at reblocking.
Yeah.
But then also, he's good at it, but he chooses to go with his gut, I think is what it is.
Yeah, it's like instinct.
Which is funny, because it's
scary.
Which is scary, but it's scary when it only hits that 50-50.
Yeah.
And this is when I love, like, their banter's there. And I love, like, he's like, so in the anime, he's like, ooh, like when he's like, oops, it is a focused oops, right?
Yeah.
While in the manga, it's just like, the action's happening, and it's very small. It's like, oops. Like, when he misses.
I know exactly what panel you're doing.
Yeah. And it's just funny. To me, it was just funnier, because he's just like, oops. And then, but then they focus on, like, his teammates, like, did I hear you say oops earlier?
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, what? It's so funny.
He's just such a funny character to me. I think it's hilarious.
He's a funny character.
But at this point, they think they're going to lose. A lot of people think they're going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
And then set four happens. What was the big thing in four?
I don't think much.
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
I think it was a lot of, like, just being able to
receive. It was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah. And that's just, like, the thing, right? I wanted to write this down, but I wanted to, like, focus on the characters more, because I think that's more important.
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah, because Karasuno wins this one. And this is when we hit set 5. And set 5 is where I forgot it only goes up to 15.
Yes.
And that's when I was like, oh, this is hype. Oh, this is cool. Because they're tired at that point. Let's be real.
No, like, of course they're going to have to, like, cut 5 in half. Yeah. They're like, no way they can go, like, up to 25.
No. You're wildin'.
They are wildin'. But to do 5 sets, oh, God. That's just tiring.
Yeah. And I think it's just, like, Karasuno finally learning how to... I think it was a constant learning thing, and I think that was conveyed very well in that. Sure, I guess Ushijima and all of them have like this. They have the basics down, but like times 10, right? So they're all really good. Yeah. They're set. Yeah. But like Karasuno, I think this is another very great point. We mentioned is how they're incomplete, but I think they're cool in that because they're incomplete, they try random stuff.
They do whatever they want.
They do whatever they want. And there's that freedom that comes with it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that was the ideology that comes. Because that's when the old Ukai coach, or Coach Ukai, was like kind of making comments and all that. And I thought that was fun. Can we
set 4, Suki got injured.
Tsuki got injured. You're right.
Yeah. That's why he came back.
Because he blocked it again. But dude, oh, when you think about it. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we have to know. You wrote down how Tsuki comes back. I'm like, duh, that means he got injured.
Yeah, he got injured. But
it was just cool to see like how Tsuki actually was MVP this game.
Dude, his blocking saved Karsuna.
Yeah.
MVP for sure. Yeah.
But the block, when you think about how hard Ushijima hits, it finally hits the point where, because he already dislocated his finger, right? I think
he had to tape it because, it was like somewhat injured.
And then at that point, it like he blocked it, but it like ripped the webbing hard enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
pain. I was like, ugh. But I love how Tendo was just trying to get under Suki's skin. And Suki's like, nah.
And he's like, thank you. Or like... Yeah. And they all like are so upset. And I think because Tsuki started getting under like the... Oh, because maybe it was the third set. Third set was focusing on the Shiro Torizawa's setter.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Now I remember. Because he was kind of acting up and they kept focusing on him and giving him pressure.
It was great.
And then four was when he had clarity. And he's like actually like hella good. It's fun to see like each person's like reasoning to do well, because they kind of gave it the backstory for him too really quick. Wow.
Yeah.
He just wants to set for like a really good person.
Like a really good person.
Yeah. And it's like the difference of like why he sets versus Kageyama's reason.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting because Kageyama is like he's super good.
Yeah. He's like a prodigy. Like
he's naturally really good. Yeah.
But then they felt like he wasn't a good fit, which is crazy. Yeah. Because even the coach Washijo was like, no, he's good, but I don't think he would have done well here.
Yeah. We could see why now. Because he wants to experiment. He's just experimenting with Karsuna, basically.
While
they're letting him experiment.
Yeah. While like Kenjiro was like, he is focused on supporting. Like, not supporting, but like, he's okay with being...
Like the background.
The background. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the ace.
Yeah. But set, give the set ace the power to like set well.
Yeah.
But also in set four, they introduced like, I think the third year from Shira Torizawa, like the dude that like was setting, right?
He was the old setter. The old setter.
Yeah.
He was also. I love that little trio. They're just, they're their own chaos.
They're just
their own little chaos.
See, they get you. See, at this point, you're like kind of like okay with Team Two, even though they're like the enemy, the antagonist. Yeah, enemy. But
you grow to love them because you can't just hate them. He gives them the backstory, why they love volleyball, why are they playing. Yeah. Who could hate that?
Because even like Tendo's backstory was like the whole like, oh, he's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Which I mean, yes, he is. But then
that made me giggle and then made me sad because I'm like, why are these kids calling him weirdo at such an early age?
But then when you realize like that when he blocked one of them and he like looked down and saw their face and he's like, yes, this is it. And I'm like, oh, no.
This is why.
I'm like, oh, you want to give everyone their villain arc. Okay, I got you.
It's so funny.
Yeah. But dude, 15 points.
Oh,
it was so nonstop, intense. But of course, Karsuna comes out winning.
Yeah. Tsuki comes back.
Yep.
And wants to play. Even Coach Ukai was like, when did the day come when Tsuki wants to beg to be on the court? Like, I was like, wow.
He's a changed boy. And he's the reason, and it made a good point. Because the whole play was they were kind of having to deal with Ishijima's, play style, right? Essentially, he's left-handed. They had to think about all this stuff. And Nishinoya finally got, of course. That's the other thing was cool was Nishinoya had to get used to receiving it or digging those balls, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, I think at the last set, they're like, okay, we've been giving him this opening right here. Yeah. Fully block it. And I thought that was really cool. I think the coolest part, and I've watched this section of the anime I've seen these clips so many times. I still remember the part when Kageyama was like, okay, switch, catch the ball here, and it was
Yeah.
Dude, that whole section was just nonstop. It's... Do you feel...
It was intense.
Okay. I think in the manga, this is hype. Super hype.
Oh, yeah.
But I know
yeah.
people have always compared this to Alba Josai's game.
Okay.
The last at this game? Point. At this point. Yeah, the last game yeah. for both. Do you have... Do you? Some people have said that one's still better, I remember, back
no,
then.
No, I prefer this one.
Okay.
Because I think... I feel like Karasuna has grown a lot. Yeah. In these, you know, the last couple sections we've done. But I think here it solidifies that they're a really good team if you just know how to, like, play to their crazy.
Yeah. Because they're super underdog. And
yeah, they yeah. are. I enjoyed this one a lot more.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It's really cool. And I think at this point, the fun part with Karasuna is they all have weapons. Let's be real. They have different weapons now. They have a jump floater. They have everyone's getting better with receiving. They're highlighting who's good at what, right?
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see. Like, you'll see Nishinoya do this. He'll set the ball once in a while. And even I love how the old coach was like, that's really cool. And I'm glad he's doing that. You could tell how awkward he is about it. Yeah. But otherwise, nice.
I love how he's just like, oh.
I love seeing the old coach make comments about certain things. He's like, that's so cool. Yes.
He's like, oh, yes. He's so proud of his grandson.
And it was also funny. Oh, I love the one other moment was when he first came in and he heard the old alumni talking about the game. He's like, huh, if only you guys gave this much thought when you guys were actually playing back then.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, well...
He's like, they're like, oh, it's never too late now. Never say never. I love it. I love the alumni. They are so, they're good teachers, mentors.
Yep.
To these kids.
Now, so Karasuno wins, then he gets to go to nationals, right?
Yes.
This is the part that I didn't realize was in this section. Or I forgot the section, actually. We switched to Nekomo versus Fukurodani.
Yeah.
And they had their games and all that. And it was just fun to see, them playing.
My favorite himbo's there.
I love... That was the one thing I wanted to mention was, it's just... One, it's cool to see how Nekomo plays. Because they did... Yeah. This is a full-on, focused match between the two. We're taking a break from Karasuno because they won, right?
Yeah. We need a break from them going over to other teams.
Yeah. Just seeing how they play was cool, and I think finally seeing Bokuto play, and it's just funny how to see how his team supports him. Because he goes super himbo, and because he's doing so well doing one mechanic, he forgets how to do the other move.
The other ones.
straight up how does this work? And I'm like...
And so then his setter, Akashi's just thinking about it. He's like, well, if I set it this way, I think he'll remember.
Just do it with the muscle movement. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your favorite part from this game?
I think it's just seeing Kuro going all crazy on his blocking. Because if you think about it, back in the training arc, him and Bokuto were they're all friends outside of being rival schools too.
Yeah.
But then when they play against each other, it's just so funny because Kuro's just like, ha ha ha, I'm blocking this now, sucker. And then you could kind of go, and then it pans over to Akashi being like, please don't start.
Not like this. It's just because they have that relationship outside, right? Because they do those practice sessions. So that's really cool.
And I think, I just feel like all the third years on both teams are just obviously they want to win, but they're also having fun with each other, egging each other on.
It's because they know. Yeah. Literally because they know what to do to egg each other on. And it's funny.
It's funny. I think Kuro just getting underneath my favorite himbo's skin. It's great. Yeah.
Bokuto is hilarious.
Bokuto is so funny. Especially when he's like, hey, hey, hey. And then next panel, I forgot. what we have to do next.
It's great.
It's great.
But Fukurodani won both sets.
Yeah.
But so this is the part I forgot. I thought Nekomo was out for some reason. But
then
I
was
like, but they're in. I was like, no, but they're actually in. So
they have to play for fourth place.
Or they're playing third place. Match. Third place match.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So they play the Nohebi?
Nohebi, yeah.
And I didn't know about this because it was a movie or OVA or section or something, yeah, right?
Yeah, OVA.
So reading this was new for me. So I actually read through and I was like, oh, this is cool. But then I remember parts of it because I remember how they made fun of... This is the thing. I think they talked about it because I remember how they were like, oh, you got broken up with that girl. And then... So Nekoma wins both games.
Yeah.
And I just remember that guy talking to the girl after. So I don't know where I'm seeing this.
I think you are right. I think the anime just broke it up weirdly.
Yeah.
Because you had to watch the OVA to understand why Kuro was saying that.
Yes. I think it was a quick
Which was weird.
Maybe it was like a quick break thing. And then they're like, oh, here's the movie in between.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
I think that's what happened.
But because I don't know, like, these guys, because the Nohebi guys are technically the snakes. Again, I think it's cool how each school is, like, an animal or animal-themed.
It's really cool.
But it's because these guys do whatever they want to do to win the game. I actually like the idea. The cool and sucky part was how they would win the refs over, which I was like, dude, that's a legit thing. That's so cool. But holy shit, I hate this.
It's scary. But then I just love how Kenma's just like, let's be calm, cool, and collected.
We'll win. It's fine.
Yeah.
And they did. So that's cool. I just love seeing... This was essentially a Nekoma, like, arc.
Oh, yeah. Of its own.
Of its own. So.
Yeah.
So now... and then Fukudani played... Itachiyama. Yeah.
Words are hard. It's fine.
But they lose. They showcase the
Sakusa.
Sakusa. Yeah.
Yeah.
As like, cause he's the number. Is he like the number one spiker?
I think he's like the number one set something. Number one something. I was going to say center.
Or top. Not number one, but like top.
Yeah. Top three, like, spikers or something.
Wing
or
spiker. Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So they introduce him. And then, so now they're number one for Gridani's two.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both the two representatives. And then Nekomo's also in nationals, but they're like.
They're like the bottom.
Yeah. Okay, so just the
top like they three, right? Like they, I think they like barely made it or something, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was so much.
It was a lot, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I think the last 26 chapters was like the Nekoma game and all that.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Focusing on Nekoma.
Yeah,
our cats. I love how everyone is like who plays them. They're like, oh, the little kitties.
Because they. In the manga, I feel like they have more cat-like figures when it's, like, off-pan. Like not on focus, but, like...
It's their eyes. Like, Kenma's just so cat-like.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, straight up. Like, Kenma's the, cat-looking dude.
Yeah.
But they all act like it, and it's really funny.
Yeah, no, it really is.
You want to add anything else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
No, it was just an intense game.
Yeah.
Just intense.
So much. I'm trying to think if I missed anything.
I don't think so.
But I think that's it. I think they just announced the winners and then that's it. I think we're good.
Yeah. Just remember, Suki's the MVP.
Suki's MVP. Yes.
Yeah.
Suki's MVP. Everyone had like a crazy arc, honestly.
Yeah.
And that was just, whoa, what a ride.
She's through great. Beautiful. I mean,
but beautiful. I think I'm just going to close it out.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all our socials at Nova Combo and GAVO Combo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below. Let us know your thoughts for today on like if you actually read this part or if you only watched anime, what's your favorite part? I know I missed so much. There's just a lot of detail. There's way more detail again, like I said, in the manga that I'm like I have to think about it a bit more. But yeah, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And then hit all the buttons from right to left.
Yes.
Smash all those buttons right to left. You're good. Trust me. But other than that, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.